Voters across the country continue to reflect on the results of the presidential election. Record numbers turned out on both sides to cast their ballots. Many have said it's a sign of just how polarized the country has become. We spoke to voters on both sides of the divide as they went about their business yesterday in Laramie, Wyoming, Canton, Ohio, and San Francisco.
One of those voters is Kathy Wyatt. She owns a coffee shop in downtown Canton, Ohio, the state that effectively decided the election. She's a Republican, but she says she appreciated the passion of young people who came in from out of state to mobilize Democratic voters.
I had one girl that for 2.5 weeks we kind of sparred back and forth because I wouldn't tell her who I was going to vote for. I said, you know, I don't think that's good for business, so, you know, we won't go there. But she's like, now the day after I'm going to come in here and you have to tell me, you know, how you vote. And I said, okay, I will, the day after the election. So when she came in today, she was like, come on, you have to tell me. And I'm like, well, I voted for the right person. And she goes, oh, no, you have to really tell me who you voted for. And I said, well, don't you feel like you voted for the right person, Lauren? She goes, well, I know I voted for that. And I said, well, I know I did too. She goes, no, you're not going to let me go back to New York without telling me who you voted for. So I told her, and she just kind of looked at me, and she goes, you know, I do still like you. And I said, see, the world's not going to come to an end, you know.
Kathy Wyatt and her Democratic customer may have found common ground, on one thing at least, in this election season. For the rest of the country, the differences may present more of a challenge.
I'm Candace Daniel. I'm from Laramie, Wyoming, and I voted for John Kerry.
There was a little anger. I was definitely disappointed. I have friendships that have broken up over our political views. I'm very opinionated, and I think a lot of people are wrong. So I think it's better just not to broach the subject.
My name's Mary Harris. I'm from Laramie, Wyoming, and I voted for Bush. It wouldn't be a democracy if we all stood behind the same things all the time.
My name is Cameron Pipes, and I voted for John Kerry. I don't really feel that this state, that our country can be less divided. I think it's only going to be even more polarized. I don't think that the left understands the right at this point, and I don't think the right understands the left, and I don't really know if there is a left anymore. Right now I see a center and a right.
My name is Mary Heldman, and I voted for Kerry. What I'd like the elected leader to do is just talk to the opposition. Republicans and the Democrats have to learn to talk to one another.
My name is Gary. I live in Laramie, Wyoming, and I voted for George Bush. You know, it is unfortunate that the nation, that people are divided. I don't think that they should be compromising what they ran on in terms of their positions. But when you're working with a lot of people and for a lot of people, you know, there are compromises that need to be made.
John McCormick, I voted for George Bush. Even keel. We're no better off today than we were yesterday. And he needs to clean up the mess he's made. So that's why I voted for him. He needs to clean up his own mess. I don't think reaching out to the Democratic Party for bringing the country back together is really going to do anything. So I don't think they will. I don't think it's necessary.
Matt Hollerin, and I'm from Laramie, and I voted for Kerry.
Well, happy it's over and disappointed in the outcome of the election.
My father's a pretty staunch Republican, and we have good discussions, and he comes at things that I feel are important in a different direction than I come at them, and listening to each side's angle is probably a place to start. If my dad and I can do it, then most people probably could.
Henry Terman, and voted for John Kerry. Essentially, it seems like on the West Coast, East Coast, we're in a different country. But I'm trying to be optimistic and looking forward to see what happens, what will happen in the next 4 years. You know, I do hope that the nation will work together again.
Just some of the voices we heard on the day after what many Americans considered the most important election of their lifetimes. These voters were from Laramie, Wyoming, Canton, Ohio, and San Francisco.